My name's Will.
And my name's Steve.
You haven't got time to read War and Peace.
Even if it is one of the greatest novels of all time.
587,000 words.
612 grams.
That's the weight of the book.
500 characters.
361 chapters.
3 volumes.
2 epilogues.
And a collection of maps. We're going to summarise all of it for you.
This is War and Peace
in just 7 years.
We are not starting this season with me looking silly.
Welcome to War and Peace.
Oh, fine.
Season 6. War and Peace in just 7 years. Season 6, volume...
Dun, 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 dun.
It's 2. Volume 2, yeah.
2, volume 2. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome back. We hope you enjoyed the specials and the quiz, but that was season 5 and that's boring because
volume 1.
Season 6 now.
Lame old volume 1.
Ah, no one likes volume 1.
Rubbish. The cool new volume is volume 2.
It's volume 2. And look, now Steve and I can say, and you can say, those of you that have listened to all of this so far, that you have listened to one volume of the greatest book of all time. And Steve and I have read one volume of it.
Part half each.
yeah, let's not get too deep get carried into away. The fractions. Yeah. No.
But yeah, and this is what? At least a third. At least a third.
At least. Who are you going to ask me I what think, happened in the last volume?
Yes.
So you truly
can't. Just a brief summary, if you will.
Of volume one.
Obviously weighted more towards what happened at the end.
I'll give it a go.
What did happen in volume one? And if you could do... All of it. That'd be great.
Yeah, okay. This is going to require some editing. We'll give it a go though. Straight off the hook.
Why not?
Yeah.
Hook. Off the hoof.
Hoof.
Do it off the hoof.
I'll do it off a hoof. Volume one opens. Anna Pavlovna Sharon.
Oh my God, this is too hard, Will.
No, wait, I'm not going to do that. Look, what we're going to do instead. No, okay, look. Lots of parties, lots of chats, lots of war.
Yeah.
Season 5, we ended with Nicky Rostov. He was dressed as a tourist. He was sad because he couldn't get his friend Denisov off the hook.
Yeah. That was left unresolved.
Although we did jump forward 2 years.
Oh, that's right. It was resolved. So.
Yeah, it was resolved by being ignored.
It wasn't resolved, but you didn't hear.
It wasn't resolved.
We weren't told that he had been executed or by court martial or something. So.
Which sort of implies, this is not a critique, sort of implies it wasn't important, whilst at the same time being the driving narrative force of around 7 or 8 chapters.
Yes, exactly. Sure.
So, whatever though, that's what Tolstoy does quite a lot of the time.
Other things that happened in book 5, I remember, obviously, Pierre, the Freemasons.
All the bones
stuff. Mm. He had a big arc.
Massive arc where he tried to free all of his serfs. It's arguable if that was successful or not. On paper, the press release looked good.
Yeah.
I don't think it really happened behind the scenes. He had a big impact on Andy Pandy.
Yeah, how was Andy Pandy involved?
He was just really affected by Pierre's new kind
of passion. Visited him. They went and visited each other.
They did. They had a little argument / exploration of what it is to be alive. And I think that kind of had a... Well, it did. It had a big effect on old Andy, but he went back to being grumpy pants. So,
okay, well, who knows? I think that's a pretty wonderful summary of where we've got to so far. I mean, what's that? 2 years of our lives that you've just summed up there?
Summed up off the hoof.
Wonderful stuff. Well, let's...
Hang on. Yeah. And peace. Peace has happened.
Oh, of course.
There was
peace.
Over.
Let's not forget that.
Well, it's a really important bit.
Thank you, Will. Very good.
Pleasure.
I can't wait to see what happens next.
Me neither. There's only one word left to say.
Onwards. The reading. Bogacharovo Cloister.
Steve, we've had something sent in from a listener.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been forwarded, this is very cool, been forwarded a newsletter.
It's pleasant, Your Excellency.
The newsletter from Anne Cadet called Cafe Anne. A lot of cool stuff in this. I think it's all about New York and stuff, but I'm only interested in the bottom bit.
Okay.
Which is titled, Leo Tolstoy, A Weird F-ing Guy.
Oh, now I see the link.
Yeah.
He, to the footman, made some remark to the coachman. I have to keep listening to find out what remark.
Are you doing a cliffhanger?
Not really, no. I don't actually think I'm going to talk about that.
As a teen, Tolstoy experimented with different looks, including shaving off his eyebrows.
I suppose that's a look. Just shave them off.
Yeah. I wonder what I'd look like.
It's a scary look.
Yeah.
It's a scary look.
I think I look better with them.
I won't. I can't sleep. What's the use?
As a young man, he loved to hunt.
Yeah.
As did his brother, Sergei.
Yeah.
Who shot so many wolves.
Yeah.
They used the bones to make a fence. My God. That's a nightmare.
Absolutely terrifying.
Imagine
especially
seeing that house.
As a wolf seeing that house. Imagine the how wolf, you feel.
The wolf shaking up on the hill.
Awful. Looking from afar at this.
A bone fence.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What does it mean? Will, I'm going to let you do one more fact.
Hold on.
Seems like you haven't got any more facts. So I'm just going to say...
There's loads of facts, but okay, they're so good. No,
cheers,
do you know what?
Will.
No, they're so good, you should read them, and we'll put a link to that okay. newsletter
thanks,
in the
Will.
Show.
Thank you. Pleasure. Oh, lovely. Oh, how lovely. Now go to sleep. There's the end of it.
Oh, Steve, we're back. It feels so good. Look, you've just read a bit of War and Peace. I'm so excited. Let's jump straight into it.
Okay, Will, it's... 1808.
What's the month?
Well, it's spring.
It's always spring. It's always meant to be spring then, right? That's a clear pattern.
I think it's only taken us six books, 330 pages or
always
odd.
Spring.
And what we've learned is I think each book starts in spring.
Yes.
So it's spring, as you would expect.
It's 1808.
And we start with a series of Andy Pandy-related updates.
Okay.
Prince Andrew has spent the last 2 years, quote, continuously in the country.
He's been in one place.
In the countryside.
Yeah.
I think they mean. Not just, he's been in Russia.
Sure.
So, Will, I think this is the right way to begin.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes, if you would. Listeners, you can close your eyes as well. Let's start season six. Mindfully connecting with our our bodies and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the sort of things that have been going on in the countryside.
Okay.
If you can believe it. Warmed by the spring sunshine, he sat in the calèche looking at the new grass, the first leaves on the birches and the first puffs of white spring clouds floating across the clear blue sky.
Wow.
He was not thinking of anything like you, Will. But looked absent-mindedly and cheerfully from side to side.
Such lovely grass.
You can open your eyes.
Thank you.
So he's been experiencing the countryside. He's
growth.
Lovely stuff. It's beautiful. Spring in the countryside.
Such amazing wisps of cloud.
We have puffs, clouds, blue sky. That does actually sound nice.
That could be a smoke machine.
It'd be a smoke machine.
Or fog.
Okay, alleged clouds, sure. he's been hanging out in the countryside. He's been hanging out with his young son, of
Lovely.
Course.
Yeah, yeah.
His dad.
Steve, what's the name of his young son?
His young son.
Okay, fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Is it not Nicholas? Is
could
it not
be.
Your...
Yeah, it could be. It's fine. It's fine. If it's important, it will come up.
We could look it up in the book. Or there's all sorts of ways we could find
I know,
out.
But if it's important, it's not important. For this.
Well, look, he's been hanging out with his son, his unnamed son.
Yeah.
His dad, the nurses who look after his son for him. He's just generally been enjoying himself.
Mm-hmm.
But not only enjoying himself.
Right.
He's been keeping his mind active.
Playing Sudoku.
Probably occasionally. Like Sudoku, a crossword occasionally. But he's been reading.
Right.
He's been keeping up with world affairs.
Good.
He's been taking small holidays occasionally.
Of course he has.
From his holiday to his other house, if you remember, in Bogacharovo.
God, this holiday is knackering. I'm going to have to pop out.
Just go on holiday.
I'm going to need a holiday from this bit of holiday.
Yeah, which just sounds great.
Yeah.
It's not all he's been doing, Will.
Oh, he's had another holiday.
He's been actually very busy. He's been making a critical survey of the last two unfortunate campaigns and drawing up a proposal for the reform of the army, rules and regulations.
Oh, that sounds good. First rule, stop retreating.
So I was going to ask you, what would you do to improve the army, Will?
Stop retreating.
Yeah.
Don't steal from your own army.
No stealing of biscuits.
Anything.
Anything, really.
Anything. Provisions in general. Don't blow up infrastructure that you need.
Okay.
Like all that bridge stuff.
Okay, don't just indiscriminately blow things up.
Don't blow a bridge up and then go like, oh, God, we can't retreat over it now. That's a shame.
And then just like all the lying and self...
Drinking. The incessant drinking. The worrying drinking, actually.
We've got a lot of ideas. I'm sure that Andy's incorporated some of these ideas. Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, at the moment at least, I'm not going to be able to tell you what the ideas were.
Right, okay.
We'll have to find out, I guess, later in the in the book.
Oh, could I also say as well, just in general, be better. Let's strive to just be better.
You've got a lot of ideas, actually.
Just slightly.
It's such a shame you're not old enough or rich enough to be involved.
I know.
And you're about 200 years too late. But,
I am.
But you'd have done well in the army.
I just think we can do better than this.
It's very inspiring to hear you
say that. Why are you so drunk in the morning? Things like that.
So inspiring. You're not going to believe this, Will.
Right.
But that's not all that Andy Pandy's been doing.
So far he's been on, four or five holidays and written a pamphlet.
Yeah. No. As well as relaxing, reading books, riding in his caleche, hanging out, staying informed.
Oh, yeah.
reading the newspaper. Fixing the entire army.
Yep.
He's also effortlessly, almost single-handedly, really, been redefining human rights.
Redefining human rights.
Yes. So I'll explain. Do you remember last book? We talked about it, in fact. I assume you remember.
Yeah.
Pierre had a go at freeing his serfs.
Oh, and he had a big impact on old Andy Pandy, didn't he?
He did. And how successful was... How did it go for Pierre?
Well, Andy said some pretty evil things around the serf stuff.
Yeah.
He was sort of like... They just deserve it, just being stupid. What's the point? You don't need to do that. But then they kept going, and at the end, that bit, because I summarised that, then it just ends with a description of how profound that moment was for Andy, but that he went back to normal. So I figured he just forgot about it.
Because Pierre gave it a go, didn't he? He told... He's got loads of serfs, loads of estates. He's really rich.
Yeah, and he told his estate people to let them go, and they basically didn't, and they just... charge them loads of money and were cruel anyway.
Basically, it's a nice idea, but the middle managers sort of took all the money. Yeah.
They didn't do a good job of it.
Yeah, they built some sort of like hospitals without any internal walls.
They didn't let them in.
Or whatever, that sort of thing.
They built like a cardboard town.
This basically, yeah. So, Andy Pandy's given it a go as well. And this is how it's gone. All the plans Pierre had attempted on his estate and constantly changing from one thing to another had never accomplished were carried out by Prince Andrew without display and without perceptible difficulty.
Oh, rinse?
This is exactly what he's done in specific detail.
Okay.
On one of his estates, the 300 serfs were liberated and became free agricultural labourers.
Oh, brilliant.
This being one of the first examples of the kind in Russia. Other estates, the serfs' compulsory labour was commuted for a quitrent.
Okay.
Which I looked up, actually, because I assumed... You wouldn't know.
I was about to say that's incredibly rude of you, but actually in this one instance, I do not know.
You don't know this, but you know a lot of things.
I know. Don't get me wrong, I know a lot of stuff, but this one. quint means five, I guess. Could mean five.
Didn't come into it.
Didn't it?
But no. What about the second half of the word? Quitrent.
Trent.
Rent.
Rent.
Quit rent.
So we're gonna stop and pay in rent.
No, but I think before they didn't get before
they paying rent.
Now they're paying rent.
Oh, okay. We're gonna make. I get it. Yeah. So you're no longer serfs, but you do have to pay rent.
Yeah, it's just that's right.
Woo!
I think it's a
win.
It's a sort of feudal rent based system. I think I haven't gone too far into it. Maybe we can in the future.
Yeah.
They've got. I think it's better. It's an improvement.
I guess. Progress.
Yeah. If you weren't impressed by that, listen to this.
Okay.
A trained midwife was engaged for Bogacharovo at his expense.
Wow. That's amazing to think there wasn't one.
And not only that.
Oh, my word.
A priest was paid to teach reading and writing to the children of the peasants and the household serfs, which is quite nice.
Remember last time they did that and then the priest was kind of stealing all the children and they were trying to pay him to get the kids back. It got very weird.
Was that in War and Peace?
Yeah. That was in one of my books. That was one of the Pierre things.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Oh, yes, right. Yeah, wow.
He stole them.
Well, suffice to say, Will, it's everything.
If it's not the same priest,
I take it.
He's back.
Well, I hadn't realised that, but it is actually a bit concerning now.
Yeah.
Hopefully those children will be okay.
Hopefully.
priest risks aside. Everything seems bloody brilliant.
Oh,
to be
it's good. It's spring as well.
It's spring as well. And you know, Andy, he's had a tough few years, hasn't he?
He has. He genuinely has.
Tell us, just remind us in case we've forgotten.
Went to war, got blown up, I think, a bit, got captured, then came back from war, hated it, refused to go back in. Then his wife died around or in childbirth.
Yeah. His wife basically died in childbirth.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty rubbish ever since.
Also, his father's a monstrous narcissist.
Lots of issues there.
Yeah.
Did I mention, Will, that it's spring? Did I mention that?
I'll go back through my notes if you want.
Yeah.
1808 spring.
Close your eyes again.
Okay.
Immediately close your eyes.
I have. I did it straight away. I always do.
In the forest, it was almost hot.
Okay. Was it summer now?
No wind could be felt.
Wow.
The birches with their sticky green leaves were motionless.
Ugh, gross.
And lilac... No, it's nice.
It's and horrible.
No, it's really nice. Sticky. And lilac-coloured flowers and the first blades of green grass were pushing up and lifting last year's leaves.
I thought we'd already seen the grass.
How pleasant it is, Your Excellency, Pierre's footman says one day.
Yeah, I've opened my eyes, by the way. Is that right?
No, keep your eyes closed.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, really, everything is green already. How early? The birches and the cherry elders, too, are coming out. But the oaks show no sign yet. Ah, here's an oak.
What the hell's going on?
So
can I open my eyes?
I've read three chapters, Will.
And I'm opening my eyes.
And I think it's fair to say, right?
Yeah.
That the next 2.5 chapters are all about spring.
All about spring. What, specifically this oak tree? A mystical oak tree?
Yes, yes.
Okay, it can't, what?
Yes, it's a lot about this oak tree and a lot about spring in general.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it's a metaphor.
Yeah, it has to be,
but
though.
But it is.
It's a big one.
There's more to it than you
think. Rebirth, Steve. Or it's just about a tree.
Think about that sort of stuff. The things associated with spring and the meaning of it.
Growing.
It'll serve you well.
Sticky sap.
So, yeah, I hope you like spring.
Bees.
Yeah, but the good things, like bees, exactly. Thank you.
We like bees.
Do you like spring, Will?
Oh, you're going to ask me a lot of questions about spring, aren't you?
How much do you like spring?
Do I like spring? I prefer autumn, if I was to pick.
Okay, but if that wasn't the choice, if it was, say, spring was the only choice.
Yeah, it rains a lot in spring, though, doesn't it?
No.
It does in the UK.
Yeah, I think it's nice and hot in Russia, it would seem. It seems nice, good.
A boiling, isn't
lovely.
It?
Lovely.
Sorry, Steve, to answer your question the way you'd like me to. Yes, yeah. I love spring.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Well, here is what spring itself actually has to say about spring.
Is it a song?
I'm not going to sing.
Is it a song?
But if someone wants to set us to music, I wouldn't stop you.
Yeah, no one would stop you.
And I think here, in this refrain here, we're starting to get the sense that perhaps not everything is 100% great with Andy quite yet.
Right, I'm fascinated by about what I'm about to hear.
Spring, love, happiness, the oak seemed to say.
Right. Can it talk? That's a big shock.
It seemed to say it.
Okay, talking oak tree.
The oak tree continues.
Okay.
I'm not sure if Andy might be putting his own spin on the oak tree.
I don't think Andy's very well, is he, upstairs?
Are you not weary of that stupid, meaningless, constantly repeating fraud? Always the same and always a fraud?
Wow.
There is no spring, no sun, no happiness. Look at those cramped dead firs, ever the same. And at me too, the oak. Sticking out my broken and barked fingers just where they have grown, whether from my back or my sides. As they have grown, so I stand, and I do not believe in your hopes and your lies.
To clarify, an oak tree says that to Andrew in the book.
That's what the oak tree seemed to say.
Yeah, I don't think that the Andy Pandy is okay.
Well, the oak tree said that. Andy Pandy agrees with the oak tree.
Yeah, actually, that oak tree is spot on.
Sounds good.
Burn it all down.
Yes, the oak tree is right 1,000 times right.
He's just talking to the oak tree.
Having a chat.
Yeah.
In his head.
This is volume two. You're just
telling
exactly what happened.
Telekinesis?
Why not?
Telepresence?
He's just chatting to a tree, Steve.
Let the others, the young, yield afresh to that fraud. But we know life, our life, is finished.
Prince Andrew says to the talking tree.
In his head. If you can believe
he
it.
He says to the talking tree.
You can interpret it however you like. But
I'm going to interpret it literally.
I think the takeaway is that...
spring's not as good, like I said. Autumn's better.
Not everything's brilliant.
Mm. Yeah, it's not the best of the seasons. It's not the worst.
So Andy's emotions at the moment, they're a bit nuanced, I would say.
Yeah, and he's got an imaginary tree friend.
So anyway, Will, it's still 1908.
Yep.
It's still spring.
Yep.
And I know what you're thinking. Yes, it's a hot spring.
Hotter than usual.
It's an absolutely.
Yeah, it's a belter.
It's actually, specifically, I can tell you it's later in spring.
Right.
And it's been described as hot spring weather. That's
this
a quote.
This is a hot spring.
It's not summer yet.
No.
It's absolutely not. It's just hot summer.
It's not summer because it's still, it's early April.
It's actually May. But
it could be summer.
Specifically, it's not summer though.
It's still not summer in May.
It is not summer. It's hot spring.
Did you check when it becomes summer?
This isn't my words, Will. This is Tolstoy straight
okay.
Facts from
fine.
Tolstoy.
That's fine.
It's hot. It's the hot part of spring, which is in May, okay?
God, it's a hot spring day today in May.
It's dusty. It's right. Green.
Yep.
Whenever you see water, apparently, according to Tolstoy, you immediately want to swim in the water.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's spring.
Yeah.
Andy is on the way to see none other than...
His talking tree friend.
No, that was in the forest on the way.
Okay, yeah.
He saw that talking tree. He's on the way to see the sauciest man in all of Russia.
Count Rostov.
Count Ilya Rostov, exactly. And apparently, Count Rostov has a side gig as the Marshal of the Nobility.
The Marshal of the Nobility.
That's his job. That's his hobby. Yeah. We don't know what it means.
It could mean he's a sauce curator.
I assume it's something to do with sauce.
Yeah. You should try the barbecue sauce.
You must try ketchup.
It's delightful. There's mustard. There's a balsamic vinegar. Not a sauce.
Have you heard of mayonnaise?
Oh, well, of course we've got mayonnaise. He's in charge of the sauces.
I think
for the nobility.
That's probably what the master of the nobility does.
It must be. He knows loads about sauce.
Andy's on the way there to discuss some business with him. He's feeling upset about it. He doesn't really want to go into his business.
I don't want to go talk about sauce. I want to hang out with my tree who's grumpy.
We don't know what the business is, but he's in a bad mood. He's not up for it.
He's always in a bad mood.
Oh, huh? What's that sound?
Oh, it sounds like a slinky.
No, it's not a slinky. Outside the calèche.
Oh, this
beyond the sound.
Going, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's that tree shouting.
No, it's not that.
No. It's
I'll tell
it's
you.
No, I've got it. I've got it. It's a kangaroo.
Oh, so close. No, it's not a kangaroo.
Right.
It's merry girlish cries coming through the trees.
Are these more trees shouting at him? He's not well, Steve.
It's not actually trees this time. It's human women.
Okay.
There they are.
Yeah.
Particularly this lady, a dark-haired, remarkably slim, pretty girl in a yellow chintz dress. With a white handkerchief on her head.
She's just yelling out of the
from
trees.
Which locks of hair escaped.
Okay.
How do you think Andy reacts to seeing this marvellous sight?
What the hell's going on?
Well, he's in his calèche. There's some women running out of the trees.
Screaming.
They're laughing. They're laughing. There's a talking tree. Run!
Okay. He thinks, well, he's a grumpy pops, isn't he? So he's like, run him over.
Yeah, I think it's about right.
The
evidence is mounting that he's not in a particularly great mood.
Yeah. Are we okay with just referring to him from now on as Grumpy Pops?
Well, you can do that. I feel it's a bit disrespectful because he has been through...
He's been through quite a lot, actually.
He's been through quite a lot.
Do you know what? I agree. I look back on that. That's unfair.
Suddenly, he felt a pang.
Mm.
The day was so beautiful, but that slim, pretty girl did not know or wish to know of his existence. And was contented and cheerful in her own separate, probably foolish, bright and happy life.
Lovely thought.
What is she so glad about? What is she thinking of?
Yeah.
Not of the military regulations or the arrangement of the Ryazan serfs.
Almost certainly not.
Quitrians. Almost certainly not. Of what is she thinking? Why is she so happy?
Surely she can't be jumping for joy because of rule regulation 3.7 about military dress codes.
Seems incredibly unlikely.
What a silly person.
So I can tell you a little bit more about what Rostov's been up to. He's living at the moment in Otrodino.
Okay. A little bit of sauce, couple of parties.
I think it's a different house to where he is. Yeah, he's been entertaining almost the whole province with hunts, theatricals, dinners and music.
He's been dancing, he's been eating turtles, and he's been eating sauce.
He's a very welcoming guy. So as soon as Andy shows up, he says, you must stay the night.
You have to.
He's kind of like overwhelmingly...
You have to. We have so much sauce.
Andy doesn't want to stay the night, but he's strong-armed into it.
So much sauce.
Sauce-armed.
You must stay.
We've got so much sauce in the sauce room.
You wouldn't believe how much sauce I've ordered, boy. There's so much sauce. You must.
Come, stay the night. Look at the sauce.
Would you like me to Cooper? I will.
Right, so... The house is packed. Everyone's there because, and really, we're going way back, Will.
This is what happens when you don't have war. It's parties and chats. I feel like you're just setting us up for this.
Listen to this, Will.
Go on.
Everyone's there because it's someone's name day soon.
Oh, name day. And your mum helped us out with what that is. And we forgot. It's when you get a name.
It's, well, I, because of that, because I remember we were a few episodes, it probably is in season five.
We got told off for not knowing
we
it.
We got a 4-star review. Our only 4-star review.
We did.
Fair enough. I'm not having a go at this person.
Fair enough.
It's completely fair enough because they said we took too long.
We did.
An ignorant amount of time.
Yes.
Which is fair.
Almost a whole season.
To work out what a name day is. So I'm just, once and for all, I'm just going to set the record straight.
Oh, brilliant.
What a name day is, in case anyone's forgotten. It's a special day where everyone celebrates the same name.
Mm-hmm.
In Russia, it's separate to your birthday, traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
You get cards, flowers, you have some religious services, you have a party.
Do you have a badge with your name on?
No, but sometimes you get specific name-related gifts, like a diamond or a pearl.
If your name is Diamond or Pearl?
No, just anyone, really.
Wait, so it's not gifts related to your specific name?
I think a diamond or pearl is the sort of traditional name day gift if you're going big.
Like you'd give me a collection of Wills.
No, I would just
get a Will.
I would give you a pearl.
No, you wouldn't.
Or a diamond.
Well, I'd reject it.
It's considered more important than the birthday itself, your birthday itself, in Russia at least.
Okay.
It was at the time. So that's what name day is. If anyone would like to upgrade their review to 5 stars, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, pointing the finger at no one.
No, it's absolutely fine. We're happy with whatever we can get. So yeah, it's a big day. Andy hates the whole thing. He's incredibly bored having to sit around talking to all the old people.
Sauce isn't even that good.
There's another woman there. She's laughing. She's looking happy.
Okay.
It's Natasha. What do you think Andy thinks about that?
Annoyed. What's she laughing at? She didn't write rule and regulation 8.3 about beef tea in the army.
He says this. He says, what is she thinking about? Why is she so glad?
Yeah, that's basically what I said. I was just a bit more specific.
Yeah. So Yang's out a bit. We don't find out what sauce he tries or tastes or anything like that.
It's a shame because if he'd have tasted one of the sauces, it might have cheered him up.
Later that night, he can't sleep. I don't know if it's from eating too much sauce
or not enough.
It's hard to say.
It's so difficult with sauce. You never know.
As I mentioned, it is spring at the moment.
It's hot. It's less spring. It's summer.
It's not. It's actually not summer.
I just think it's summer. If it's hot in May, it's not summer.
It's hot. It's hot.
What's
spring
going on?
It's too hot to easily get to sleep. It happens to all of us occasionally. We can't get to sleep if it's hot.
Rarely in spring does this happen.
Well, it's hot spring. So he's annoyed that the quote stupid old man has made him stay the night.
Rude. That's very rude about Count Rostov. Won't have that.
I didn't like that either. You're right.
I won't have that.
What do you do when you can't sleep, Will?
I sleep so well. I'm so good at sleeping.
Straight through.
Straight through. I reckon I can be asleep in 5 minutes. I'm like a cat.
Well, that is good for you, but incredibly unhelpful for Andy Pandy. So...
I don't have any advice. I guess he could... Well, no, because you can't think yourself to sleep. So maybe he needs to get up, go for a wander, clean a drawer. Oh, it's not his house, is it? It'd be weird.
Oh, he could clean the drawers anyway.
Yeah, order something. Yeah. Arrange something.
Yeah. Okay, right. Well, this is what he does. He reads for a while. He puts his candle out for a bit.
Oh, so the candle was on? Of course he can't sleep.
He puts it out for a bit.
Oh, silly.
He relights the candle.
Oh, this isn't going to help. Turn it off.
He opens the window.
Okay, bit of air.
And it's great out there, by the way. It's a lovely spring night.
It's hot out there.
Would you like another description?
Yes.
It's cooler out there, actually. It's a little bit cooler.
Yes, I'd like a description.
I don't know if you got the idea, Will, but there is an incredible amount of spring description, just general description in this chapter. It's really excellent. It is really good work from Tolstoy. If you like Tolstoy and descriptions of spring and stuff, these few chapters are the ones to read.
He's a good guy, Tolstoy. When he puts his mind to it, he's good, isn't
he? He's good. This is nice, some nice stuff in here. The night was fresh, bright, and very still. Just before the window was a row of pollard trees, looking black on the side and with silvery light on the other. You can imagine it.
It's so good, with the moonlight. Love it.
Beneath the trees grew some kind of lush, wet, bushy vegetation with silver-lit leaves and stems here and there.
Further back, beyond the dark trees, a roof glittered with dew. To the right, have you got your eyes? Close your eyes.
Oh, you didn't say.
Close your eyes.
I'll close my eyes when I'm told to.
Close your eyes.
Sorry.
To the right was a leafy tree with brilliant early white trunk and branches.
A white tree?
Certainly they look white. Yeah. And above it was the moon. Nearly at its full, in pale, almost starless spring sky. Hot spring.
Such incredibly hot early summer sky with white trees. Lovely stuff.
All right, well, you can open your eyes again.
Thank you.
Open your eyes again now, and you can get your phone out. Because,
okay, strange.
Because, will do. Because as he's hanging out the window, he overhears... a small nighttime scene. It's a bit like sort of Miss Marple or something like Poirot out of the window, right?
Okay.
And so I thought we could play this scene out together, bring it to life a bit.
I'd love to.
You read the bits in bold. Okay.
Okay. Just once more,
said a girlish voice above him, which Prince Andrew recognised at once. But when are you coming to bed?
I won't. I can't sleep. What's the use? Come now for the last time.
They sing a song. I thought you might like the two girls singing. You would want to sing a little song?
Hey,
that's right.
Very good.
That's enough. Enough of that. Oh, how lovely. Now go to sleep. There's the end of it.
Sonia. Oh, how can you sleep? Only look how glorious it is. Ah, how glorious. Do wake up, Sonia. There, never, never was such a lovely night before. Do just come and see what a moon. Oh, how lovely. Come here, darling, sweetheart. Come here. There, you see, I feel like sitting down on my heels, putting my arms around my knees like this, straining tight as what? As tight as possible and flying away like this.
Take care, you'll fall out the window.
Oh, you only spoil things for me. All right, go.
Wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff, really.
That's the most fun I've ever had.
I can believe it.
Recording an episode of this show. Thank you.
Well, there we go. So Andy Pandy listens to that whole exchange.
No wonder why he can't sleep.
They're having a great time. A couple of girls having a great time.
Mm. Was I being more than one character?
I was the other, it was quite confusing. I think. The way it was performed. I take responsibility for that.
No, that's fine. Actually, you know, the directions you gave were quite clear. I just read the stuff in bold. It wasn't clear if I was more than one person. I'd have done two voices, Steve.
And I wasn't sure when I was reading this, right? There's two girls he hears through the window. They're sleeping in the same bed.
Mm.
I don't know if that was a thing that people just did or if there's more to that. Maybe that will come back in the future. Sonia maybe has a lover. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe that will come back. I'm just a bit gutted that if I could have performed with two different voices, I would have given it my all and my best.
I'm so sorry you missed that opportunity.
It's okay. What I did instead was that same voice at that very quite grating pitch.
I didn't realise you had such an incredible range, to be honest. So, Will.
Yeah.
Andy Pandy's heard this out the window. These two girls having a great time, having a nice time, enjoying the spring evening
out the window.
Hot spring.
Yeah.
How do you think Andy feels about this?
I reckon it cheers him up.
Okay. This is what he says. For her, I might as well not exist.
Oh my God.
Prince Andrew while he listened to her voice, for some reason expecting, yet fearing that she might say something about him. There she is again, as if it were on purpose, thought he.
God, Andy needs to chill out a bit.
And he
right?
does chill out. He immediately falls asleep. Is that chill enough for you?
Oh, okay. He does.
He does chill out. He goes straight to sleep.
Oh, okay, brilliant.
The next day, he immediately gets up, doesn't wait for anyone, doesn't wait for the sauce breakfast, nothing at all.
He just leaves.
He immediately gets up.
That's not what he was asked to stay
walks
for.
Walks out. We don't know if the business was resolved that he went there for.
Oh, I do love that.
But, you know, when you go somewhere, and it means you have to come back. Often when you come back, you go the way you came.
Right.
And of course, on the way that...
I'll be honest, that threw me. You spoke at me in a way that almost hypnotized me. What on earth are you talking about?
Well, he came on the way there.
You're saying he goes back the same way?
Through the wood.
the hot spring wood.
Hot spring wood.
With the talking trees.
Well, let's see.
Hello, Andy. Good to see you. I'm Mr. Oak Tree.
What's the point
of people being happy?
Right.
See you later.
Now, I find this little bit, just this is a slight aside, I find this particular line quite confusing. Bearing in mind it was hot May yesterday.
Yes.
It now says it was already the beginning of June.
How long has he been there for? Has he been asleep for a month?
He must have been asleep for a month.
Who do we blame here? The translators?
I think we have to blame Tolstoy.
I'm not blaming Tolstoy for this.
Well, it would be the translators then, I guess.
It's not. So it makes sense that you and I are always confused with time. He's been asleep for a month.
So Andy's had a nice month-long sleep.
Yeah.
He leaves without breakfast, no sauce for him. If you want to know a little bit about what it's like, the whole day had been hot.
Yeah, it's hot spring.
Somewhere there's a storm gathering, you can imagine.
Sorry, it's June. There's no way on earth it's spring now, Steve. Not having that. I'm not having you say the rest of the chapter is spring if we're in June.
I can't be 100% certain, but I don't know if there was any more reference to spring.
There can't
in this,
be.
From that point on. So maybe I'll begrudgingly say it is possibly
in
the
summer.
Possibly it could be very, very hot late spring. Very, very late spring.
Good, good. I'm having summer
now. It's like winter.
It's June.
Then it's spring. Then yeah. It's very, very, very late.
Hot
spring. And then it's autumn.
Then back into winter. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one way of looking at it.
Everything's wet. Everything's shiny.
Okay.
Everything's swaying in the breeze.
We're in the forest. Yeah.
We're in the forest. Yeah. Everything's in blossom,
okay.
As happens in spring. Nightingales, they're trilling.
Yeah, yeah.
And voices around, far away, near, yeah. Close, far away.
The voices, the audio, auditory hallucinations that Andrew's suffering.
Yes, here it is in this forest was that oak with which I agreed.
Hello, Andy.
But where is it, he wondered, looking around for the oak.
I'm over here.
He sees the oak eventually.
All right, mate.
Old oak. It's quite transfigured, as you can hear.
I don't like happiness.
It's got a big canopy of sappy, dark green foliage.
Oh, gross.
And it's trembling, quote, trembling in the rays of the evening sun.
There's no point loving anything.
Well, listen to this, though.
Okay.
Would a tree that looked like this say that? Neither gnarled fingers nor old scars nor old doubts and sorrows were any of them in evidence now on the tree.
Right.
Through the hard century-old bark, even where there were no twigs, leaves had sprouted, such as one could hardly believe the old veteran could have produced.
Okay, I'm a little confused.
The tree, Will,
is growing
is
other
changing.
Trees.
It's in a spring, hot spring, hot late spring-like fashion.
It's getting happier? Huh. Well, we'll find out.
What do you think Prince Andrew thinks about the tree?
Hate this tree now. It's slightly different.
Okay.
I hated
still,
the tree before.
Still a bit negative.
But
okay.
Now the tree, look at it. Now there are other tiny trees which are sucking the life out of the tree. They're like limpets.
I have to say, Will, you haven't got it right.
Okay.
He's transformed.
He loves it.
Listen
he's so hard to read, Andy.
Listen to this.
You never know when he's going to be happy.
Listen to this, Will. Yes, it is the same oak, thought Prince Andrew. And all at once, he was seized by an unreasoning springtime. It's still spring.
It's June.
It's a springtime feeling of joy and renewal,
it's
okay?
June.
That's a quote. It's a springtime feeling of joy and renewal. It's
oh,
June.
My word.
It's hot spring.
It's middle spring.
Let me carry on.
Okay.
All the best moments of his life suddenly rose to his memory.
Okay, he's happy now. This is good.
Austerlitz with the lofty heavens. Do you remember when he was lying, nearly dying, I think, on the floor? Was that when he...
Yeah, best memories. Are you sure? Okay.
It's not the best memories, sorry. It's just memories.
It's good to check.
His wife's dead, reproachful face.
Yeah, okay, good.
Pierre at the ferry.
Because be honest, Steve, the list, when you said best, the list actually got quite sad.
My mistake.
Didn't they? Yeah.
The girl thrilled by the beauty of the night through the window that he overheard.
That's quite a recent one. That's lazy.
And the night in the morning. It's a month ago. The moon itself. They all suddenly rushed to his mind.
The moon. How's that a memory?
He says this. No. How old do you think Andy is, by the way?
Oh, well, he's not 60, right? Vasily's 60.
Right.
So maybe he's 50, 40, 20. Okay. I honestly have no... Steve, as if I have any idea.
So he says this. He exclaims this. No, life is not over at 31.
I'm 3 years older than him. Yeah. Okay, he's right, though. He's right. I've never agreed more with anything Andy said.
It's not over, Will. And this is
not.
As much as it...
Because if it was, what am I?
As much as it is advice for Andy Pandy, this is advice for you.
It really is. We're connecting now.
And me, to be frank.
Yeah.
It's not enough for me to know what I have in me. Everyone must know it. Pierre and that young girl who wanted to fly away into the sky, everyone must know me, so that my life may not be lived alone while others live so apart from it. but so that it may be reflected in them all, and they and I may live in harmony.
Oh, Tolstoy's so good. That's a great quote. There we go.
That's a good, maybe that's the best quote actually, but over all the spring stuff.
I love that quote. That quote's brilliant. Andy Pandy is, dare I say it, back, but there's something, he needs people to see him because he's not, it's not game over at 31.
But exactly.
Life, he's not a professional footballer.
There's life beyond 31. I mean, he's had some hard times, but
he has. He's been through a lot.
So look, I'm not going to say there's more that happens in this chapter.
Okay.
Because there's not really.
No, you'd be lying.
You're absolutely lying. Basically, he goes home. He decides that in the autumn, which is a whole, at least...
I don't trust when autumn appears in this crazy book.
Autumn's in the future. When autumn comes around, he's going to go to Petersburg.
Right.
And with this new mindset, he starts to find everything he's been doing boring. You know, okay. He doesn't, all the stuff, all the things.
Why am I doing this?
Doesn't
Why
hold
am
the
I
same...
writing the rules about shoes?
And he's thinking about maybe joining the service, things like that.
I thought you were going to say circus, Steve, I'll be honest.
well.
I almost shook off my chair.
Don't fall off your chair, Will.
All right.
Stay on your chair.
Okay.
There's still something to Andy that... You know, he's still a deep character.
Yeah.
He's still spending a lot of time thinking, pacing the room, frowning, smiling occasionally, which is good, I suppose. That's an improvement.
Yeah, smiling's good.
Reflecting, thinking about what he was like before.
That talking tree.
And if anyone came into the room at such moments, he was particularly cold, stern, and above all, unpleasantly logical.
Oh, wonderful. This sounds lovely.
Here's an example of that. Maybe we'll just end on this small, this beautiful scene.
I'm so lost by what's happening with him.
He's really... all over the place. I think it's an improvement.
Okay.
Princess Mary comes in. This is how the chapter ends. Yeah. Princess Mary comes in and she says, little Nicholas can't go out today. It's very cold.
Yeah. Oh, his son's called Nicholas.
I was right.
You're right.
Good
man.
That's right. We wrap that one up. That's good.
Take that in one episode, you know, so 4-star ratings should technically go up.
So it's very cold, she says. And this is how Prince Andrew replies in his new mindset. If it were hot, he could go out in his smock. But as it is cold, he must wear warm clothes, which were designed for that purpose.
Okay.
This is what follows from the fact that it is cold, and not that a child who needs fresh air should remain at home. He would add with extreme logic, as if punishing someone for those secret, illogical emotions that stirred within him. At such moments, Mary could not think how intellectual work dries men up.
Steve, I think Prince Andrew's become a robot.
Okay, well... That's a theory.
It would make sense. If it is hot, remove the child's clothes. Well, if it is cold, it will wear more clothes.
You are so happy, aren't you, that you've got some small opportunity to bring your robot podcast.
I met an oak tree in the forest.
Okay, enough of that.
It is always spring.
Sting.
It's the summary.
All right then, Will.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, that was I don't use this term negatively, but that was a weird one.
What was weird about it?
It was very spring related.
Yeah.
It felt like a kind of extended spring metaphor that went so far into the future. We were in summer.
I think when Tolstoy was writing that, he was genuinely annoyed that spring isn't a bit longer.
Yeah, he was trying to push it
because really,
he's pushing it. When June's not spring,
and
Steve,
and it's that hot as well. Is it spring anymore? Really?
Look, it's good. It's always good hanging out with Andy. But when you hang out with Andy Pandy for too long, I don't know if you get this when you read those big chapters about him, that it does rub off on you a bit. It's kind of bleak, glib.
He's kind
of sadness.
He's quite morose for sure.
He is.
I do wish him the best. I feel like this is an improvement. You know, he's been in the country for 2 years.
Yep. Big holiday.
There's a change, a holiday of sorts.
Yeah.
There's been a change. He's feeling like he wants to get more involved with the world now, which is I think a positive step. Still, he may have in the process turned into
an emotionless robot.
A robot, but that remains to be seen.
That does remain to be seen.
What still remains to be done, though, Will, is your summary.
Oh, what a link.
Wow. I've got 10 seconds on the clock.
Well done.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hot, hot spring. Andy's holiday. It's March. It's spring. Andy Pandy freed all the serfs. He meets a talking tree. Goes to Rostov's house. No sauce for him. Sleeps for a month. Now it's June. Still spring. Pops home and turns into an enormous, emotionless robot.
Very good.
I didn't mean to say enormous, but I rolled with it. I don't think he's got bigger.
Well, we haven't heard anything to the contrary.
But we don't know.
So, it's an assumption for sure to think he's turned into a giant robot like the BFG. But
it's an assumption. And the biggest shock, regardless of anything, is that it is still spring.
I'm shocked by that.
I'm unable. Oh, and also that tree. Andy had a conversation with a tree.
Sure, it could have all been in his head. Could have been a metaphor.
True.
Could have been an actual talking tree.
And look, all of the things Steve just said are genuine possibilities now.
Yeah.
And we will explore them for you.
Genuine, equal possibilities.
They're all equal in their own probability. We'll explore all of that as we go through volume two.
Yeah.
Just like we'll keep an eye on Andy's transformation into an emotionless android.
There's a lot of new and exciting storylines.
It's great. I love this stuff.
Coming out.
I hope that tree comes back.
Coming out in volume two.
Keep listening. Welcome back. That's that.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to another episode of War and Peace in Just 7 Years.
WAP in 7 is made by us, Will and Steve, and supported by our patrons.
You can support the show by becoming a patron, where you'll get exclusive WAP in 7 content and a literal free horse.
If you haven't already, please consider leaving a rating or review and, of course, following us on Instagram. All the links are in the description of the episode, so just scroll down below this episode, have a look, click on something. Thank you for listening.
And to be clear, you will not get a free horse.